Today, July 21st, is the feast day of St. Lawrence of Brindisi, a Capuchin Franciscan and Doctor of the Church. Now, there's only about 35 Doctors of the Church in the last 2,000 years. A Doctor of the Church has to be a saint, somebody canonized by the Church. So, in other words, they lived a life of heroic virtue, a life of holiness. But a Doctor of the Church also had to expound upon one or more of the teachings of the faith. Now, there are three women doctors of the Church, as you know, Teresa of Avila, Catherine of Siena, and St. Therese of Little Flower. And you have the great doctors of the Church, St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Gregory, etc. I would say St. Lawrence of Brindisi is one of the least known doctors of the Church. Again, a man of great holiness and great learning. He was born in Brindisi, Italy, in the year 1559. His birth name was Julius Caesar Russo. His parents died when he was a young boy. He was educated and raised by his uncle. He went off to study in Venice at the University of the College of St. Mark. And there he joined the Franciscans at the age of 16, took the name Lawrence as his religious name. He then went off to the University of Padua and studied philosophy and theology, was ordained a priest at the young age of 23. He was brilliant in languages. He reminds me a lot of Pope John Paul II. St. Lawrence knew Italian, Hebrew, Greek, German, Bohemian, Spanish, French, Latin, and Syriac. And because he knew Hebrew so well, he's able to have a very successful ministry to the Jewish people, because he was able to speak in their own language, to read the texts of sacred scriptures, and he brought many Jewish scholars into the Catholic faith. So St. Lawrence was a great biblical scholar as well. He soon became the most famous preacher throughout northern Italy. He also traveled into Germany, where he became the chaplain to the Emperor Rudolf II. St. Lawrence established Capuchin houses throughout Germany, Austria, and Prague. He was a chaplain to the troops as well, the Christian troops in Hungary. In 1601, had to defend Hungary against the invading Turk. The Turkish army had come up, as you know, from northern Africa, was invading, taking over these Christian countries. And so St. Lawrence became the chaplain to the troops. He preached the troops and he helped them, even led them into battle. Each of the soldiers also wore a crucifix around their neck. They all went to confession before the battle. They prayed the rosary. And thanks be to God, that was a decisive Christian victory to help stop the Turkish advance. St. Lawrence helped to establish the Catholic League throughout Europe. During the remainder of his life, he ministered to the poor, the sick, and the needy. He was chosen to be the Father General of the Capuchin Order. At that time, there were 9,000 friars throughout the world. So his main job was to help implement the Council of Trent and to be able to explain and defend the Catholic faith against the Protestant revolt, which was breaking apart the body of Christ. St. Lawrence was especially devoted to our Blessed Mother. His favorite feast days were the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption of Our Lady. You might say, well, the Assumption wasn't declared until 1950. But again, that was when it was officially defined as a dogma. It's been believed since the earliest days of Christianity. And here, of course, it was in the 1600s. His favorite feast day. St. Lawrence died on his 60th birthday, and he was on his way to see King Philip III of Spain to help the people of Naples, and he died in Lisbon and was then buried in Spain in a poor clare convent. He was canonized in 1881 and declared a doctor of the Church by Pope John XXIII in the year 1959. So when we look at his life, we see a man of tremendous love of Christ, a man of holiness, so knowledgeable of sacred scripture, a great biblical scholar, a man of great zeal and courage to lead the troops into battle, a man of wisdom, and a great man of the Eucharist and devoted to our Blessed Mother. So we ask St. Lawrence of Brindisi, pray for us.